This is part two of topic three. This part will discuss the principle of involvement, the fourth principle for coaching effectiveness. The principle of involvement indicates that the higher the goal set for performance, then the greater must be the time set for participation and the volume of training performed. On the website for topic three, is the reproduction of the figure 4 that is a hypothetical depiction of the relationship between performance improvement and effort resource costs during the latter part of a performance improvement curve. As the function decelerates, greater costs are incurred to maintain appreciable improvement. Essentially, this indicates that the higher the goals, the greater the cost is in resources. A mix of quality and quantity of work to produce an ideal training stimulus is required. The factors that govern both the quality and quantity are going to increase the higher the level of performance that is aspired to. For a beginner just involved in sport, relatively large improvements in performance are obtained quickly and with relatively little effort. However, at the world champion level of performance, very small absolute improvements of performance only occur after great investments in time, effort, and resources. Essentially, looking at absolute levels of performance, the more difficult the task, the greater the amount of training is required and the greater the amount of resources that are demanded. Similarly, the greater the number of tasks that are being attempted, the greater the amount of training required. Consequently, sports such as decathlon, medley swimming, being an all-rounder in cricket, playing several positions in football, will require more training time and resources than would sports where there is a single task, such as being a 100-meter sprinter or playing one specialist position in baseball. The implications of this principle are that behavioral goals need to be set to provide standards for athletes. Those behavioral goals will be in terms of absolute levels of performance. Once those are determined and related to the current status of an athlete, time can then be appropriated realistically for their attainment. From an administrative point of view, national and state organizers and administrators should not establish expectations for athletes without providing the resources to make those goals realistically attainable. The upshot of that is that the higher the level of performance that is aspired to, the more costly in terms of money and time and resources will be the requirements to achieve those high levels of performance. That's what's reflected in the figure that's on the web page. At the higher level of performance, when improvements are coming very slowly in small amounts, there is a greater amount of resource utilization required to achieve an absolute change in performance that would be equivalent to the similar absolute change at a much earlier or lower standard of performance. Thus, the principle of involvement states that one needs to apportion appropriate resources and time that is commensurate with the standard of performance change that is desired. This completes part two of topic three.